Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Skillscape. I'm your host, Justin Chu. Joining me today is Michael Chan, co-founder and co-CEO of Bowtie, Hong Kong's first virtual insurance company. Bowtie's mission is to break barriers and to grant consumers direct access to insurance protection. Super excited to have this episode with Michael, and this is the Bowtie story. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to do this. Huge fan of Bowtie, huge fan of the work that you're doing. Thank you for coming in on the podcast today.
No, thanks for having me, Justin.
Awesome. Hey, Michael, to kick things off, could you introduce yourself and a little bit about what Bowtie does and how you ended up founding Bowtie?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Michael. I grew up in Hong Kong here, studied overseas, worked in New York for quite a few years. Moved back to Hong Kong 5 years ago. I've been actuary by training, so always very interested in insurance. Came back to Hong Kong and just felt that there's so many pain points across the whole insurance value chain. It's things like, why is our product so complicated? Or why do we only rely on face-to-face selling? So it's a lot of those things that drove us to start focusing on insurance technology. How can we use technology to increase transparency, increase trust? And really the way we, and an internal slogan we use is make insurance great again. Or make insurance good again. It's really about, you know, insurance is an amazing financial product. There is nothing else that helps people with so much leverage when you need it the most. But if you talk to people generally have a pretty negative image about insurance, right? So if you say insurance, you know, people are almost ashamed of telling their friends and family that they work in the insurance industry. So that doesn't make sense. Why is a good social product being sort of demonized or has such a bad reputation? So that's really what drove us to start Bowtie, which is, you know, we want to challenge the status quo. Why does insurance have to be not loved? Why does it have to be hated, in fact? How can we make it more transparent? How can we make it more convenient? How can we make an insurer a true partner? And then, yeah, many things led to building up that credibility that we needed to start an insurance company. Bowtie is pretty much about changing that perception on insurance. It's making insurance just great and friendly.
Right. Really awesome story. And you know that I'm such a huge fan as well of Bowtie. Could you maybe just talk us and walk us through what exactly Bowtie does? You know, what pain points exactly are you trying to address? And then tying that in with sort of the value proposition of what you're building with Bowtie. Yeah,
the simplest way to think of it is you can buy health insurance and life insurance online instantly, conveniently, in less than 10 minutes. And then you can it's all just done. It's literally a 10-minute process to get your entire insurance done. So in a way, you can think of it as a utility tool to get insurance. That's sort of the table stakes of how do we get in here. What we're really trying to do is actually change the relationship of how people engage with insurance. So it's fine to buy insurance, but after you buy insurance, do you understand your insurance product? How do you actually use it? How do you claim your insurance? If you need to find a medical service provider, if you need to see a doctor, how do you find that doctor? How do you make sure you get claimed? How do you make sure you get compensated? That's really what we're trying to tackle on the larger end. But at this stage, it's easy to think of Bowtie as just solving the insurance purchase process.
Got it. And Michael, you know, similar to other financial institutions, conglomerates, family offices, you know, the insurance industry is still relatively undisrupted. Quite nascent, right? You would say in the Hong Kong market. And there are also quite a number of barriers to entry, even if the product that you have is immensely beneficial, a lot of products, a lot of features. And you're up against financial giants, right? What is and has been your go-to-market strategy? And how, you know, what were your plans to sort of bring your product to the market amidst all of this competition?
Yeah, if you take a step back and look at the insurance industry, it's a huge industry. So if you go to the Fortune 100, probably 10-20% of the companies there are insurance companies. If you look at how old they are, they're on average 100 years old. If you look at the way their systems work, it's mainframes. If you look at the way they sell, it's face-to-face, door-to-door selling. Right? It's really a huge industry that's been undisrupted for many, many years. And I think you're exactly right. A large part of why it hasn't changed is that regulatory barrier. So insurance is, and we don't take that lightly, the reason insurance is so highly regulated is because we're providing a very long-term promise to people. That you buy your insurance now and you expect the insurance company to be here 20 years later if, you know, touch wood, you get cancer or something like that. Mm-hmm. You want that huge payout in 20 years' time when something really bad happens. So there's a lot of things of you're setting a future promise and how do you regulate someone that provides a future promise. So for us, how do we come in and differentiate it? I think it's multiple steps along this battle. First is, how do you get the trust of regulators? How do you get the trust of investors? How do you convince them that you will be here in 20 years' time when you need to make out that promise? So there's a whole process of actually building up an insurance company, building up the balance sheet, building up the processes to get people comfortable. That's sort of the back end, getting the application part. We got through that pretty quickly. I think we were lucky to have a very strong investor. We come from a fairly professional background. Mm-hmm. We wanted to do the right thing. I think the government and society is sort of waiting for someone to come out and try to do that right thing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the pieces just came together for us. Mm-hmm. And then the second part is getting customers to trust us. And that's obviously much, much harder, right? Yeah, as you mentioned, it's a land of giants. Everyone's a 5,000-person company, multi-billion right. dollar company. And there's no easy way to around that. I think trust is something you build by repeatedly doing the right thing. I think we're strategically doing a lot of that. We've picked a lot of insurance products that are much higher frequency engagement touch points. Mm-hmm. We try to do things like, broadcasting our message, be extremely transparent, be extremely accessible. But to be honest, our brand trust has really been building up over this past year. I'd say the first few months, a lot of people still have questions of, I've never heard of this company. Why should I buy insurance from you? And we didn't have any super hacks in a way, right? We don't have a super big conglomerate investor behind us that automatically puts us in touch points. It's really a step-by-step process for us.
It is. And I always, when I think about Bowtie, I also do think about the telco company in Singapore called Circles Life, where they were the first virtual telco company. No offline branches, nothing like that. And to slowly build that trust, it's taken them quite a number of years, but they're also hugely successful within the Singapore market, and they're also looking to expand. So just a little parallel that I seem to see with that. Also, with the whole adoption and people having to trust into a virtual insurer, it's completely new, a very untapped opportunity, but very exciting and for what it holds for the future. You did bring up the point of regulatory barriers. My question to you is, apart from the obvious regulatory barriers, what kind of other problems do you see within the insurance industry that you wish to see disrupted and innovated around, in the coming years?
That's a really good question. I think, Justin, you kind of hit the nail on the head here. It's that whole trust issue. I think we are hitting a nerve. I think the fact that we're coming out with an online virtual insurance product like in Singapore, et cetera, we're getting adoption because we're hitting some sort of social nerve, right? People don't want mm-hmm. to be sold face-to-face. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to overcome is, okay, if we don't have that face-to-face person, how do you trust that the insurance company is accessible? Right? People still think insurance is a big ticket purchase. I remember when we were doing research in the US, insurance is probably your second largest purchase after your home. Mm. It has that perception of it must be a big ticket purchase. You have to do this very carefully. It's a lot of dollars involved. I think what we're trying to change here is that actually insurance can be unbundled. Historically, insurance is a big ticket item because we rely on face-to-face sales. And therefore, to support that, you have a lot of other things packaged within the product. Right. What we've been able to do at Bowtie and what a lot of other digital insurers have been doing is actually you can actually unbundle the insurance out of a lot of those other components. If you just want protection for life insurance, if you just want protection for health insurance, the ticket size isn't that large at all. So using myself as an example, my own health insurance I buy from Bowtie, obviously, costs about $20, $30 US a month, which is really not a lot. Like, it's not that big ticket item at all. But if you talk about, if you ask people, how much do you think you should spend on insurance? You actually often get a number that's 10 times larger. Mm-hmm. So that perception is what we're really trying to change, which is insurance doesn't need to be this huge big ticket item. It's really not that expensive. But because we've never had the right channels to distribute the right products, there is that perception we're trying to change.
Totally right. Totally right. And, like you said, you're hitting a nerve here. And we're also seeing a lot more innovation around that, where it's really consumer facing. A lot of the problems, a lot of these areas that are very stationary, they are facing a lot of disruption around that area now, right? Very consumer facing. Also, along with other fintech solutions, where traditional financial institutions are more back end, whereas now we see more intrapreneurs as well as entrepreneurs solving problems that are very critical to the consumer. I do like that. I do want to ask a little bit about the relationship between Sun Life. Seeing that they're one of the main investors in Bowtie, what is that relationship between Sun Life and Bowtie? Given given that Sun Life, you know, also provides insurance products and services themselves, you know, what kind of benefit is there to both parties?
Yeah, it was an interesting thing. I think across the insurance industry, I won't say it's just within Sun Life. I would say that there are a lot of people who also want to see the industry change, who also want to serve customers better. And I can validate that because Bowtie is actually our third startup. And in my prior companies, we actually were able to hire a lot of people away from traditional big insurers who have just sort of gotten frustrated with the pace of change. So I think from Sun Life's perspective, they're a very helpful strategic investor. They also want to accelerate the change, not just within the industry or across society, but also within themselves. So they see us as a very interesting experiment of what if we were to take a very motivated team, a team that wants to do the right thing, put it outside of the larger organization and just let them test an experiment and try a new brand, try a new way of running products. I think in general, you'll find that people within the industry do want to do the right thing. I think a lot of people are in the insurance industry because they actually do want a good social financial product. Having said that, I don't think it's because customers don't want the right thing. It's not because employees don't want the right thing. It's the way we've set up our systems. It's the way we've set up our environment that makes it really hard for some of the incumbents to change at a fast enough pace. So this is sort of a bet that, okay, if we put it into a new environment, if we have a model that's not as optimized for the old world, but really optimized for the new world, what would happen and what can we learn from that? And that's really the relationship we have. So they've been a great investor in terms of being fairly hands-off and letting us do the right thing in a way, having the right governance, having the right distance with us, but also keeping enough collaboration. So when we do have things that we want to ask for help on, or if we do want to collaborate on certain matters, just understand certain, you know, traditional insurance world a bit better, they're also very open with us on that.
Exactly right. And I think, you know, that speaks a lot to the importance of the relationship between the investor and the company, right? Hands off enough such that there's a lot of freedom and liberty to operate as a company, but then at the same time as well, you know, enough opportunities to collaborate so that you're harnessing off of that mutual benefit, you know, and that's totally right. Really interesting. I do want to ask as well, though, what were some of the main challenges that you faced, you know, be it the initial parts of Bowtie or even, you know, right now, and how did you lead your team in really dealing with these challenges and pivoting and tweaking and all that kinds of stuff?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Justin. I don't know if it's unique to our situation, but we do have a fairly interesting situation where we're a highly regulated industry. Insurance is a deep, deep industry, right? There's a lot of professional knowledge. There's a lot of deep domain knowledge. So about half of our team comes from the insurance industry or financial services. There's also half of the team that's never, ever worked in financial services. So now you've got two groups of people that have, you know, very huge distances apart, would have never have crossed paths if there wasn't Bowtie. And now we need to now figure out a new model, right? I always describe Bowtie as we're not just a website in front of an insurance company. We're really changing the entire operational model of how you acquire customers, service customers, deliver that insurance promise while working under existing regulatory boundaries. So a lot of things have to be rethought. A lot of things have to be redesigned. And we really have that clash of, you know, half the team has to educate the other side while being educated themselves on how does the sort of new world work, right? If you step out of a traditional insurance company and you don't have all of the protection and training wheels of the traditional industry, how do you rethink this whole model? So merging those two mentalities is actually quite hard, and even something I have to adapt to myself, right? I'm constantly learning. And I think the one message throughout all of this is that we deliver to everyone is optimize for learning. So we definitely value these skill sets that people bring in. But when we hire people, the first question I ask is, do you want change? You know, are you a missionary? Do you want to actually change this industry? Are you open-minded on learning? Because that's much more important than anything you've learned in the past that you can contribute. I don't think we're operating in a world where we have a very clear playbook of how we're going to win. So we're all just really learning through this process and being humble to learn from each other, really.
100%. You know, and those words really resonate with me because I really believe in the power of diversity, right? Diversity of thought, experience, beliefs, ideologies, and skill sets as well, right? Because when we're thinking about the different kinds of groups and the buckets of people that we can draw on, you know, with the diversity of skill sets and experiences and thoughts, you know, then we're able to harness that kind of synergy between different skill sets and people to make the product better, to make the product right, right? And to really drive change and real impact in whatever we do, you know, be it in the insurance industry, be it in the health tech industry, fintech, prop tech, whatever it is, right? And I'm sure you can agree with as well. And so, you know, naturally you did speak about sort of that concept of driving change and being a missionary, right? I do want to ask you, you know, with Bowtie or even with other companies that you founded, you know, what is that driving motivation, passion, and purpose, you know, that really keeps you doing what you're doing as an entrepreneur, and the kind of change that you want to see, you know, in the future?
That's a really good question. For me, it's been pretty consistent over the past 5 years, which is that insurance is actually a great product. Mm-hmm. The term I use is insurance is fundamentally a good product. From a first principles basis, it's a great product, but it's not loved. So how can we change that? I think it's just a passion for seeing things in the world that don't make sense, that you believe you can change and actually make it make sense again, and that would benefit a lot of people. That's really the satisfaction. And insurance is inherently very attractive because once you set up the right system, you can touch a lot of people. It's a very scalable proposition. Yeah. In fact, the more people that join in, the better the product is. So that's really that belief that you can make the world a better place. And mm-hmm. we're all trying to do a small piece of that.
Yeah, and that's super exciting, right? And obviously, you know, talk us through maybe what we can expect from Bowtie in maybe 6 to 12 months down the line. You know, really excited to see the progress. But, you know, what can we expect?
Yeah, you can expect a lot more preventative healthcare services from us. So that's something that's relatively new from a health insurance company. I keep describing that our first year is about rebuilding the insurance company. Now that we have 1 year of operations, we've rebuilt it, we've got our distribution and servicing right. The next step is I don't want Bowtie to stop at being a bill administrator, right? If you get sick, you definitely will pay your bills, definitely will take care of your medical expenses. But I think we can do so much more than that. Because if you look at the healthcare system, there is no one else as motivated to keep you healthy other than yourself and your insurance company. So we play a key role in how do we design the healthcare system? How do we decide what to pay for and how much to pay for? How do we funnel more money out of treating, you know, the last 5% of cases and actually start spending on preventative care for everyone? Right? Health is probably the most important thing you have in your life. So why are we only treating it in the worst cases and not just keeping you healthy? So that's really Bowtie's next mission. In the next 6 to 12 months, we're going to be working really hard on that.
Amazing. And super excited to keep up with the progress. I think, you know, when you align that mismatch and you align those values, then obviously, you know, the product becomes better. You're able to gain that trust that you're just talking about. What a great way to wrap things up. Michael, to end our episode today, I do want to explain to you the title of the podcast, right? Scalescape. When we break down the title of the podcast, Scale and Scape, when we're building a company, when we're scaling a company, you know, obviously when we're bringing it to the masses, we're also thinking about the bigger landscape of things, right? Hence Scape. And so the bigger picture, like the geography, sector, timing, product market fit, et cetera, right? List goes on. What is one tip that you can give to founders to scalescape their companies towards success?
I think I would say it's something I tell our tech team a lot. So I think it applies to a lot of startup companies. It's prioritize the direction over your speed. I think everyone thinks that startups are fast, and it's definitely true that you're fast, but I think you have to differentiate between picking the right battle that is big enough that you truly believe in yourself, because startups are not an easy battle. It's going to be an uphill battle. It's going to be ups and downs. If you believe in the mission enough, and if it is the right direction you believe in, then you'll get there faster than other people.
That's a wrap. Thank you so much, Michael, for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Justin.
That's all for this week's episode of Scalescape. If you like this content, check out Scalescape on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn as well, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I'll see you next week.